Railcast, the English language Rail Club but no podcast that nobody asked for. My God, it's hot. It's very, very, very warm indeed here at Castle's Railcast.
And I'm Sam.
Yeah, David here. David's sweating like an angry pig. Not just any old pig, a furious pig.
That well-known mobile phone game, Angry Pig.
Angry Pig, yeah. Yes, good luck. I'm trying to sort of get myself together, but we're just sitting here and sweating, mainly. You should see it, listener. I mean, it's quite spectacular.
Not much change for me personally, but for David, who's better at the temperature, yeah. Quite something.
Yeah, it's almost sensual in the greasiness.
Greasiness.
Greasy sweat. Yeah, it's...
So you're notionally speaking a sort of a Midlander, so you're not supposed to have this whole like sweat and gravy like Northerner sort of thing.
Well, no, I mean
greasy sweat.
What I mean in Coventry we probably sweat engine oil, to be fair, which is also that's not a nice thing to be sweating either. So
it's like a Scottish weather forecast, sweat.
Very nice. Dear me. Okay, fair enough.
Only got about 58 more minutes of this listening.
Yeah, that's a solid start. Hopefully we can build on that. Unlike Sproulf Cabernet. Hey. We're going to be looking at that. My intro was originally going to be, Sam, how are you? Fine.
Oh.
Exactly like the Bonneau squad.
That's why you didn't use it.
Because it's rubbish, yeah. Anyway, what have we got for you? We've got a look back at our game away in Vlašín and home to Pardubice. We're previewing Sokolov and we're previewing Ústí nad Labem. We've got Hot or Not. We've got an interesting beer of the podcast.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
You went to some cash and carry thing.
I went to Manéo, which I didn't know what it was, but... me and Philip the drummer have been looking at a recording studio and it was up near where Philip lives. So he advised that I went there and yes, I have a very interesting beer of the podcast today. So there's all that and I was going to say all that and more, but it's just all that to look forward to. So let's crack on. We went to Vlašín, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. There's nothing there.
Well, that's unfair. We didn't really see much because we didn't have enough time to really take in our surroundings.
You say that, but I think...
I saw a petrol station.
Yeah, you even went in it.
I did.
That was good, wasn't it? We saw an Albert and a Lidl.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was exciting.
If I remember correctly, I offered to buy you a magic tree. For your car.
Yes, I didn't want a magic tree, but I do have a car now, and wasn't that... I chauffeured you up like a good'un.
I think a magic tree would have really shown it off.
Really?
Accentuated its strong frontal features.
Strong...
pine.
Okay. But yeah, we made it up.
Great.
No one was, you know, no one was killed in a massive road traffic accident, so that was okay.
It's true, I got to drink tins and you got to watch.
Yeah, that
road.
Was good. Yeah. So. Yeah. We tried to find a driving songs playlist. Actually, here's a point. Listeners, driving song suggestions. We were thinking of them as we went up.
Something along the sort of the likes of like dad ones. Like things like Bachman Turner Overdrive, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. You know, Radar Love by Golden Earring. Yeah. That sort of thing.
Stuff.
Yeah, so dad driving songs, please, listeners, for our next big road trip. So we road tripped up to Vlašín, and we stood in a stand made out of rickety scaffolding and bits of wood. It wasn't really a stand, it was just a bit in a sort of a bit of a field behind some netting.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And still not the worst away section that we've
seen. Still not the worst away section, no. I had Birel for the first time in my life. That's a non-alcoholic beer, for those of you who don't know, and it made me very sad, I have to say.
I was surprised that they had a non-alcoholic beer option at... Is it really beer? They had a non-alcoholic malt-fermented beverage option at Vlašín, but apparently it's so popular that they had to open the bottle with a knife because they didn't have an actual opener. And the woman tried to just hand me the glass, to which I pointed out, I don't think glass is allowed in the stadium.
Yeah, so they were clearly widely experienced in the people demanding non-alcoholic beer stakes.
It's a bit of a shame because there were plenty of people I wanted to bottle it full time, David.
Yeah, let's go into that, shall we? So, we started like we meant business, to be honest. Started very well, yeah, I think
we had a good whole of the 45 minutes.
Excellent first half, yeah. Goal from a corner in the 21st minute by Shural. And I don't know if you noticed this, but when he ran over to the Bono fans to celebrate, yeah, tattoo, yeah,
dedicated
on the arm.
To his brother.
To his brother, yeah, that's what I thought. His brother was the Czech footballer who was killed in the car crash in Turkey a few months ago, you might remember.
Yeah. You might remember that from Hot or Not, where David put not as being the funeral attire of a certain former Zbrojovka player.
Yeah, a certain slightly tubby former Zbrojovak. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, if you remember that, well done. If not, go back and listen. It's a cracking here.
Except the unfortunate passing of...
Well, yeah.
A bit of a legend.
Yeah, but, you know, gloss over that and go back and listen anyway.
We were all over them, though, weren't we?
All over them, absolutely, yeah. First half was very, very good. Vlašin barely got a sniff. We could have had two or three. Was it Prikistal had a chance of having three bites at it?
It might have been. There's also Shumbara.
Sorry, yeah. It was Shumbara. Ball through to Shumbara, breaks the offside trap, sort of falls over his own feet. Goalkeeper saves it. He has another crack at it. Still can't quite get it out of his feet, and eventually it gets taken off him. Yeah. That was a massive, massive chance. Towards the end of the half, ball through to Bartolomeo, who about 8 yards out, scuds it wide.
It's a really hard ball to control because he's going at it near post. So the ball comes at you at that height where, like, it doesn't make sense to kick it, but it sort of doesn't make sense to head it either. So you have to basically
get something on it and pray it goes in. Yeah,
and he got a foot on it, I think.
He did,
and it just went.
Yeah,
so that was unlucky.
But yeah, we were very much in the ascendancy the first half, and then the second half came along, and it was a different team.
Be honest, yeah. I mean, I missed a good 15 minutes of the start of the half.
You did well.
Due to
boisterousness,
singing with other Zbrojovka fans at the woman at the beer shack while she was trying to pour beers, to the point that she got so frustrated because I ordered like 3 beers, which is not unreasonable. Yeah. So she gave me 6 half beers, so she didn't have to wait to do the top up.
Oh,
sort
right,
of bit,
really?
And I was like,
okay,
that's kind of good. So that was nice. And then by the time I'd returned, it was one each.
It was one each. Svoboda scoring on the 60-minute mark. So, yeah, you had actually just missed it. And it was one of those, this is a theme we will come back to, where everyone just sort of switched off. Mm-hmm. It was a sort of a nothing ball into the box and nobody took care of it. The Haloska, I don't think there was a shout from him. He didn't come and get it. It was into the hashtag corridor of uncertainty. Uh-huh. But it flashed past about 4 Bono players who... Well, you know, first of all, they didn't stop the cross going in. And then it flashed past about 4 people. Haluska did nothing, and it was a simple tap-in at the far post. It was really, really sloppy. Everyone just switched off for some reason. I don't know what was going on there, but, yeah, really not very good at all. And then it looked like it was about to stay that way. We didn't look like we were really going to make any headway, really, until on 84 minutes... The most obvious penalty you will ever see. If you were going to animate what a penalty is for somebody who knew nothing about football, this would be an excellent an excellent way of doing it. Again, sort of a nothing ball through. Mm-hmm. It's sort of going towards the byline, not towards the goal. But Haloska comes charging out of his goal. The ball is, you know, the striker's clearly a lot smarter than Haloska here, because I don't think he even touches it, or maybe he pokes it slightly and it goes past Haloska. Haloska absolutely clatters that. He's nowhere near the ball. Yeah. He absolutely goes straight through him. Like hands first, into the shins. Just it was just ridiculous piece of goalkeeping.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but also there's not so much that, like, this sounds like a defense of the foul, because it's not, but there's almost not much that could be done. Like, Holowska is forced into making a decision which is almost always going to be rash. We all know that goalkeepers are not very good at a fastball coming through when, you know, they've got to basically just go down and, you know, must get a touch pretty much, because there's a really clear foul in the build-up where I think it's Magera who gets hauled down by a Vlasian player. Magera, who's come back at this point to try and cover for that ball going through. And if he is not pulled down, he probably gets that ball reasonably comfortably. Referee whistles. Well, doesn't whistle. That's the problem. Doesn't whistle. And then it's brought to that situation. Neatly tucked away penalty.
But there again, everyone on that side of the pitch where Big Luke was fouled, everyone stopped and just went... It's a foul,
and you've got to play to the whistle.
So I mean, it was a that was a foul, I think, which the referee or the linesman didn't see. But again, it's no defence for yet again everyone switching off and Holowska hurling himself at the feet of the forward and taking him out. So Yanda scores the penalty on the 84th minute, and well, we had 5 minutes plus 3 minutes of, well, 6 minutes plus. Plus three to get back into it.
And surely, is Borovka Brno in this position, lose?
Except we don't. Don't get too excited. We don't win either.
And I mean, I was at the game with you, David.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I was trying to build a sense of jeopardy for listeners
for
who wouldn't have
been. For the benefit
been.
Of the one listener who doesn't know what happened at this game.
On the 88th minute, again from a set... Was it a set piece or...
It was a set. Yeah, it was a corner.
Yeah. Up pops Pavel, the Iceman.
Which
to sort of scud home.
Disappointing, actually, because I could have sworn it was Adam Folsek.
I thought it was Folsek as well. Folsek did absolutely rugby union it out the ground towards the end. He absolutely, you know, he absolutely converted. A shot on about 92 minutes.
I'll say one thing about Adam Folsek from this game, because he came on with about 15 minutes left, right?
Was it Mach off and Folsek on, I think.
Yeah. We missed a trick with not giving him number 3, by the way, for this season.
Folsek.
Mach.
Oh, so yeah. Could be Mach right, 3, I was going to say, yes, anyway. I see, yeah. Good.
Anyway,
he's certainly not the best a fan can get.
Hey, I was desperately trying to crowbar one in there, and you got there with a far better one than I could. So well done to you. Folsett looked keen. Let's say keen in the way that when you start a job, you genuinely do work,
and
without knowing everything.
And his family were there as well. Yeah. It would seem. I would also like to point out one thing which amused me greatly. If you haven't been to a Zbrojovka game before, there is a chant which is a kind of a call and answer between the ultras, the kind of main singing section, and the rest of the stadium, in which they demand to know who will win the game. And because Brno rhymes with Kdo, which is who in Czech, it's a convenient... You know, who's going to win today? And it sort of passes over to the main stand. Brno, kdo, Brno, kdo, back and forth.
Doesn't rhyme.
It sort of does, it's fine. They both end, to Czechs it rhymes. Anyway.
They're all stupid.
Somebody spotted that in the home section of Vlašín, there are about 6 Zbrojovka fans who had somehow got into that section or were watching the game from that section. So... Our away end decided to do this in the hope that the 6 or so Zbrojovci in the home end would join in. And
boy did they.
Yes, to the bemusement of all of Vlašín home fans.
Yeah, fantastic.
It was very, very good fun.
That was very much a highlight.
It was. And that shows how disappointing the game was.
This is it.
It wasn't disappointing. It was the first half was encouraging, the second half was frustrating.
I mean, I'm just convinced that... for as long as we stay in this second tier, we're just not going to beat Vlašín.
This is your theory, wasn't it? Bogey team.
Because the first time we came around, we came back down from 2 each. The second game, we were absolutely hopeless. against them. And then this one as well, you come in with a bit of enthusiasm. Yeah. And then yet again, we were, I mean, just almost contrived to throw it away. Mm. You could see it as points dropped. I see it as a point gained now against a team that seemed to just be unbeatable, David.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Well,
they're gonna get relegated now, aren't they? It's gonna be this unbeatable team. But
I think it's time to move on to find out what happened next, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Play that violin bit.
Okay. And then we were home to Pardubice. Fuck off, Pernikov. Still my favourite sticker I've ever seen.
They took a really healthy support of zero
people. Get your act together, Pardubice. It's 7 p.m. on a Friday.
Knock off work an hour early.
And it's not even 90 minutes on a train. It's about an hour and 20 on the train. It's a direct train line. Come on. Get on a fucking horse.
Yes, yes.
Get your racehorses out. Get down there. Come on.
And so we were hoping that the last week's draw would maybe stir up a bit more. I'm not even going to finish.
It stirred up nothing. It stirred up absolutely nothing.
I mean, to not leave you hanging, we didn't lose, but it was 1-1. But it was a dreadful 1-1. And it's one where we can probably be quite lucky that we didn't lose, I'd say.
Yeah, I remember you saying towards the end of the game, nothing has happened.
Like, basically, right, can I summarise the game in about two sentences?
Go.
I was in the beer queue. There was a penalty. Probably shouldn't have been a penalty. Scored it. 10 minutes later, nice finish from Pardubice. Rest of the time, nothing happened. Pardubice hit the post once. Went home.
That's that game. That's that game in a very good nutshell, in a beer QE nutshell. I've got a couple of quotes because the entire team has been fined for lack of performance in the opening two games.
Yeah.
Schuster going for the stick already. We're only two games in and we're all already, you know, whipping out the financial penalties. Which, you know, I mean, it'll probably lose them, what, about 500 crowns a week or something. I don't know how it's paid, but it's not going to be that much.
That'd be a couple, that'd be like, it'd be like 3 or 4 grand, I imagine.
Yeah, but, yeah, there we go. Schuster, after the game, everything looked like it was going to plan. A noisy crowd, an early goal, but we concede and mentally we go to pieces. We couldn't pick up the pace and basic mistakes were made everywhere across the pitch. He didn't single anybody out. Like, everyone was going to be treated equally. Everyone was going to be fined. He was furious with everyone from the goalkeeper all the way up to the front. He wasn't going to single anyone out until he singled out Kuba Prichistal. quote, Schuster, his strength is in his speed, but today he didn't sprint. He gave the ball away. He lost every single personal battle.
Because he's not very good.
Yes.
Pavel. This is it.
Yeah.
Like, because I was about to say, I didn't hear those quotes, actually, because I was about to then lead in with, he's not allowed to single anyone out, but we can.
Oh, no, he absolutely did. And going again, this getting Prichistar back from Lishen thing is going incredibly well for both parties, isn't it?
He got subbed in the 35th minute or so?
It was before half-time, yeah.
And it wasn't because he was injured, it's because he was...
Because he was shite.
He was just getting absolutely ragdolled wherever he went. Probably one of the best players on the pitch was, I forget his name, he was the scorer of Pardubice's goal, Cesluka, I think his name is.
Yes.
I thought was kind of quite zippy, had a wonderful, had a couple of chances to perhaps win the game. Really nice finish for their goal. They basically just carved up the defence, which is concerning, but usually... you know, that's something that, you know, we sort in a season by scoring more than we concede. The issue is that I have is with the midfield in this game. And this is...
I know exactly what you're going to say.
So. Well, this... I was... In, Okay, I was incredibly surprised to see the starting lineup where we had Fosek playing on the left wing and we had Schumbara through the middle. That's technically right. Like, Fosek is a left winger. That's where he played all the time for Pardubice. And Schumbara is, again, notionally supposed to be a centre midfielder. But we've been playing him on the left for a good, well, basically since we picked him up.
Yeah, since January of, yeah.
And he was actually very good, and I thought he sort of moulded into that role quite well to the point that I didn't know that he really wasn't sort of a central midfield player. So I understand the idea of bleeding in, you know, that position, because that's how you want to do that. You've got enough players for rotation and stuff in the midfield now. You wanted them to get playing in the place that they're comfortable, in the place that they're natural. I question why you would do that against one of the teams that's going to be up there this season, and why you wouldn't do that against Vlašim.
I have a theory about this, which is it is early season complacency setting in again. It happened last year when we came down and realised this is not going to be a cakewalk.
Yeah.
And again, having absolutely scudded teams in pre-season, thinking, oh, we can just walk all over people. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Yeah, it's a slight degree of arrogance coupled with the fact that people know how to frustrate us. Pardubice came out with your very basic two banks of four and realised all they had to do was stop the wide players and you've got the game won, basically. Or, you know, you've got something from the game.
And here's the thing. Why would you try and do your experiment of playing Fosek on the left when his former team know exactly where he plays
precisely,
on the field and,
exactly.
How he plays?
I completely forgot about that. He's playing his former club. Yeah.
And like to be honest, the miracle of all this, there is a silver lining, is that I think I'm correct, though you might have to double check correctness for me. But I don't believe anybody in the league has won two games yet after two played.
No,
because Lee Shen because Lee Shen are joint second place right now with 4 points.
And they have 4 points.
Like, we have sort of got away with this without there being a game plus a point gap already.
Yeah, everyone has fallen over each other. The results on the opening weekend were fairly eye-opening. With, was it Dukla losing?
Dukla lost 3-2 to Trinets with an on-loans Brojovac, David Gach scoring the winner.
Yes, yes, well done, Agent Gach. Thank you very
and
much.
And the
for
other
that
one as well, Ondra Winter's brother,
Marek
Winter 2.
Marek Winter,
yes,
yeah.
Also scored one of the decisive goals in Lee Shen's 3-1 victory away at Hrudim.
Yes.
So all very good for that. But this is going to be an up and down season with a lot of teams getting results and a lot of teams not getting results in sort of weird places. Mm-hmm. So by all accounts, Dukla looked pretty bad against Trinets. It's really leaky. Won convincingly 2-0 on Monday night.
Yeah.
Against, I think it was Hradec Kralove, who are a decent team.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be a lot of surprises. Slavoj Vyšehrad, who we're going to talk about later on, actually like beat Ústí 4-1 at home.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Viktoria Žižkov, who won last weekend 2-1, but also won 2-1 on red cards,
yes,
as well, which is pleasing. Thank you at Czech Football again for that one.
And I was going to say, like, we have to actually shout out Viktoria Žižkov for this. Or maybe whatever they've done to get Banik Sokolov's regular right back suspended for our game next week.
Oh, nice.
So thanks a lot to that one, boys.
Yeah, cheers. Shall we preview the Banik Sokolov game?
Why not?
Why not? Let's do that. So we're back with a preview of Banik Sokolov, but before we do that, I would like to do another listener suggestion. Last year, when we were doing railway station jingles, I thought that was a fun idea, and it turned out to be a fun idea. A couple, got in touch and said they really liked it, and it was kind of fun. However, I was slightly foolishly assuming we would go up. So we're still going to the same places, which means that feature can't really go on for another season unless you play like different bits of the same song. So is there anything you would like musically to fill the railway station jingle gap? Any suggestions would be welcome. Just, you know, a little musical interlude during the podcast. I've got a couple of ideas, but I'm not sure if they're workable yet. You're not missing out on anything this week because Vlashim doesn't have a railway station jingle, so that's fine. It's too small. And also, my car doesn't have a jingle either. So
it didn't have a jingle, but it certainly had a rattle.
It's got some fucking rattles, but yes. As soon as you made that face, I knew what was coming. Got you there and back, didn't it?
It did. I was very grateful.
Yeah. Anyway, Sokolov.
Yeah, Sokolov finished 11th last season.
Yep.
Not great, not terrible.
We got very, 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 very wet.
We did get wet. We got wet, but we beat them, I thought, convincingly 2-0 yes. in Sokolov. At home was a rather different story. It was a pretty turgid 0-0 that that my dad, I believe, attended.
That's right, yeah.
They, as mentioned, Jan Mader is our first choice right back. He's a bit of a seasoned campaigner for them at this point. He's suspended, so good. Not too much to really report. A big boon for them is that they've got Cesc Budějovice's Roman Wermke on loan until the end of the season. He played regularly for Dinamo last season, including both games against us. He's a right midfielder. Pretty much rebuilt all of their midfield. They've done the usual thing of raiding teams that have gone down. So in comes Schmichel from Znojmo and Kuba Kopcheva from Tabor, who are both midfielders, both meh players. There is an unknown player, according to Transfer Market, coming in called Sebastian Hoholati.
So I've seen Hoholati.
And I believe that's how you say it, and not Chocolati, which I really wanted to say, because he's...
Sebastian Chocolati.
Because he's from near Hradec.
Right.
There's no stats online. He's got an Instagram where there's pictures of him with...
Well, that clearly makes him real.
Like pictures of him with some young woman and one picture of a bowl of soup.
Good. Okay, fair enough.
There's nothing. He comes from a ČFL team called SK Převýšov, who I've never heard of.
He's a superstar then, clearly. Doesn't exist on Transfer Market from a team we've never heard of.
Yeah.
He's clearly the danger man. We say that, he'll probably stick two past us now.
Must be out of this world, you say. It's like, yeah, Milky Way or galaxy.
Chocolatey.
Nice. Yes, so really...
Mars...
Good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Any more?
I don't know, but I hope those. I hope those chocolate puns raised a few Snickers.
Oh God.
That would
have killed them. That's right. Okay.
I can't think of any puns right now, so I'm just going to say that even though they've got a different midfield, because I think they went 6 out 8 in or something like that in terms of transfer activity. We should be a bit too much for them. I don't see them getting too much done this season. They lost, as said, to Žižkov. Decent enough 0-0 at home to Hradec Králové.
Yeah.
But I think they'll be around the same position, maybe slightly lower even this season. I would like to see us... Well, I'd like to see us not make the same mistakes that we did...
Well, yes.
In the last game.
Yeah. Okay.
What are your thoughts on this game?
I don't have many, other than it's yet another Saturday morning 10:15-er, which means, I'm afraid, listeners, we don't plan on going. It's the furthest away game.
Yep.
And it's a Saturday 10:15-er. And we went last year just to, you know, tick the stadium off the list, I guess. Mm-hmm. And... Are you bothered we're not going?
No, because I am going to hoping to do two alternatives this weekend to this. So Saturday, I feel we should. This is a nice segue into what we should be mentioning.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Is,
yeah, okay.
So Saturday at 5 will be SK Líšeň playing. Mentioning this team a lot right now, Hradec Králové in the league. I will be hoping to get done a little bit earlier than I did for the last game.
Yeah, some cue.
Which was an entertaining 2-2 draw with Varnsdorf. I'm glad to see it. I was glad to see it. 1,500 people attended, crammed into that stadium. Though, if you're tall enough, it wasn't really much problem seeing any of the action. They've promised to... they've been doing some work this week, just little bits and pieces to try and create more space.
Yeah.
Like, I think something on the hillside and things like that.
I went home and made a curry, listener. I trekked out with Sam on the bus there and saw the size of the queue and how full their ground was and sort of gave up. Also because I realised I hadn't eaten in 24 hours. I'm not sure how I did that. But I went home and made a curry instead.
Yeah, so it seems like a good alternative. I'm going to go with my pal Misha, because I was supposed to have a drink with her this week, but there's not been enough time. And I just said for a laugh, well, I'm going to the football. Do you want to come to the football? And she was like, okay.
All right.
So that'll be fun. And hopefully, if I've got time on Sunday, I'd like to see a friendly game of SK Malomyashice.
Oh, okay.
Long-time listeners to the show may remember that the Immigrant Bar... had a team in the amateur leagues.
Yeah.
This is
the SK Malomyashice Phoenix Club, well, we can call it.
This is going to be in the actual pyramid of Czech football, so I think the 7th or 8th tier.
It was fun. All of the guys had to get in touch with the Czech FA to get in touch with the English FA to make sure that, you know, Dan Watson wasn't playing for Arsenal in a previous life or, you know, something like that. Although, you know, they could actually do with a bit of Watson-style aggression at this point.
If Watson had been playing for Arsenal, he would have, like, still been probably ahead in the rankings of, you know, people's starters than Mustafi.
He doesn't even play centre-half, but he's probably a better centre-half than Mustafi. Yeah.
I'm a better centre-half than Mustafi.
I'm not, but you know, I.
Ah, humans.
I am better than Rob Holding, so you know, there's that.
He should always be a midfielder. That's the thing.
Yes, he certainly should.
So lots of alternatives.
Holding midfield. Got it. Yeah. Thanks.
Lots of alternatives.
I was thinking Robbie. No. Got it. Yep.
Lots of alternatives if you're in Brno this weekend for looking out for a game.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this is on TV either. I think this is a 10:15 because Sokolov don't have floodlights.
Yeah, and also the Czech FA hate us.
Yeah.
So, right. Anything else, or should we hot or not?
No, I think that's enough of my ramblings about Sokolov.
Sokolov. Okay, hot or not's coming at you next. You can call them hot, or you can call them nuts. It's hot or not.
It's hot or not.
Have you got one, two?
I've got a couple. I'll do one. I'll do one hot and not.
All right, fair enough. Do you want to go first or shall I?
You feel free.
All right. I've got two hots, which I can squeeze into one because they're both very short. One was suggested by Sam just now. He suggested my first hot should be the car I now own 50% of. Driving us up to Vlašín, and it is a fine car.
A banger.
It's not a banger.
It's the easiest way to wind you up.
It's a 1993 Renault Espace, and mechanically it's perfect. There's not a single bit of rust on it. It looks tatty, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, the interior's messy,
yeah.
But it runs like an absolute dream. It drives beautifully. So that's my heart. My actual heart is going to be somebody who faithfully listens, comments, likes a lot of stuff on the broadcast Facebook page. I'm assuming it's not his real name because it's, you know, surname's a bit weird. It's Adam Pitrocha for pointing me in the direction of the Czech version of the late 90s Championship Manager. Which I'm going to have a crack at.
There's a, like for like a computer?
Yeah.
Czech, championship manager.
Yeah, but like an actual Czech.
Yeah.
Like their kind of replica of
yeah.
the iconic championship manager game.
Oh, wow. Not even like a language crack or anything.
No, no, no.
Oh,
like wow. their actual version of it, which I'm going to have a go at very yeah. soon, I think. So thanks for that, Adam. That's brilliant. So, yeah, looking forward to that. That's my hot.
Good.
You?
I have a very similar hot, actually.
Go on.
Which is Scottish football finally not having just not one, but two fantasy leagues for this season.
Okay.
I'm very pleased about this. Every year, I am guilted or coerced or whatever into having a fantasy team for the English Premier League. Long-time listeners to the show will know I do not care for the English Premier League. I do not routinely follow the English Premier League.
Yeah.
And if I did not have friends who supported teams and watched them often in the pub that I go to, would likely not watch the Premier League.
Yeah, you have less than zero dogs in this fight.
Yes. So to now...
Fewer, sorry.
Yes. And, good. And I, every year I do one. And it's just rubbish. And I, you know, lose interest and forget about it from about early November onwards.
Who was your Fulham centre-half you were convinced was going to be great last year? The American.
Tim Ream. Tim Ream, yeah.
That went well.
Yeah, like my fantasy team. I think he was still all the way through, he was injured. Anyway, there's an official SPFL one, and there's also one via an app, which got there first, which looks really good. So I have now got two fantasy teams. If you would like to join me perhaps in a league, please message me. But I'm very pleased that finally Scottish football is going to get something that has a bit of an active participatory thing going on.
Cool.
So right. That's my hot. I was cheekily going to say David driving the car, but I thought...
Okay. I'll give you a not.
Go on.
My not is a lot of the Czech First League shirts this year, but specifically Česká Budějovice.
Okay.
Czech teams are allowed to have more than one shirt sponsor, which I think is horrendous.
Yep.
At the best of times. Quick shout out to Mladá Boleslav for getting it absolutely right. Theirs is lovely. It's just simple white, blue Adidas stripes down the side,
uh-huh.
and the Škoda logo. Yeah.
So they're a huge company. They get bankrolled by them pretty much, right?
So. But also, if I was a Mladá Boleslavian,
yeah,
I would be buying that shirt this year because it's just your team, a huge multinational company that is from your town and is proudly your shirt sponsor, and it's a really smart, minimalist sort of jersey. I like that very much. Mm-hmm. Česká Budějovice have gone completely the other way. Čebe play in black and white, vertical stripes, up yeah. and down, right? That's vertical, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Good.
Always really bad with those two. Anyway, black and white stripes, a la Newcastle. But they have gone for, not only do they have their badge in the top left, which is black and white with a star on it, but top right, they have the city crest, which is a giant bright red shield,
yeah,
which is unnecessary and ugly. Then they have shirt sponsor number one, which is in a sort of an ultramarine blue. And then underneath that, they have a slightly larger sponsor in lime green.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these colours are a horrendous, horrible mess, and it looks cheap and nasty, and please stop doing it, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's my not.
Good.
Yes?
I agree with you. When we actually play in the first team, do we have that Brno logo on the back of ours as well? Because we don't have a city crest, but we have the Brno like logo.
I really like the Brno logo across the shoulders.
I like it too.
That we have. It's because I know you don't like the Bundesliga thing of having the name of the team above the number and the name of the player under the number.
Yeah.
But I really like that. I think it's cool.
Name over number, mate.
So, yeah, either
Mind
way.
Mind over matter.
But yeah. Okay. Not.
I've got one you'll like.
Go on.
My not, David, is Drew Connor.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough.
Drew has. It takes me no. It gives me no pleasure to say this. Honestly, Drew Connor has been unceremoniously released from Znaimo, and is now listed on Transfermarkt and other aggregator sites as without club, hurtling towards the start of a season.
Yeah,
I would just like to remind everyone of some of Drew Connor's achievements, if I may.
Right. Is this going to be incredibly angrily bitter?
No.
Just because he never got back to us?
No, he did, but it was just really hard to get a hold of.
All right,
no,
fair
it's
enough.
Not. I would never be so cruel. Played his time in South Moravia. He played 8 times for Znaimo. Was a defensive midfielder. I want to outline defensive here. And out of those 8 games, how many points did they take? Oh, here's a question, right? 8 games, how many points did they take when Drew Connor was playing? And this is actually on the field, not on the bench.
I'm going to be mean and say 1.
They're a bit better than that. 5.
Okay.
5. Goals for, 11.
Right.
Goals against, 26.
Ouch.
And Drew played 78 minutes of their final game where Varnsdorf put 7
absolutely
past them.
Absolutely stuffed them. Okay.
I hear Blansko might be looking for players.
Okay, fine. So yeah, those are our hot or nots for this week. Let's have a beer of the podcast, shall we? Mm-hmm. Beer of the podcast, beer of the podcast, beer of the podcast. And we have got something very interesting today. We have got, it's from the Albrecht Brewery, I believe.
Albrecht.
And it is hibiscus beer. Hibiscus ale. Now, I don't really know what hibiscus is. It's a flower. Uh-huh. I know that, I think.
Thanks for clearing that up for me.
But, I mean, do you have any... I mean, I've heard people say it, but I don't really know what it does.
No. No idea.
Well, I can show you the label.
Please
here.
Do.
I've taken a picture of it, so it will go on the Facebook and the Twitter. It's a sort of a pink flower.
Oh,
and
wow.
It says hibiscus sour ale on it. The Albrecht brewery is from Friedland. I don't know where that is either, actually. So
it's German.
Well, there it is. Anyway.
You bought a German beer of the podcast.
It's not German.
Just look at the bottle.
From Friedland.
Friedland sounds like it's in German. And it sounds...
Well, it's not.
No, it's not. It's Slovak. Isn't it?
Nah. No, it says it's got a... No, it's here. Friedland.
Oh, I see.
Just got a publica.
It has a .sk thing.
Yeah. No, it's Czech still.
Okay.
But, I don't really know where that is on the map. So anyway, it's a sort of... It's the same colour as...
Oh, there you go. There's your answer. Because at the top there's a wee logo that says Regionalny produkt Jizerské hory.
Right. Again, that doesn't help me.
So it's up beside the Jizerské hory.
I don't know where they are.
It's
am I also finding you out here?
It's talk about the beer, David.
Yeah. It has a sort of a... Colour-wise, it looks like... an English ale, but with a slight hint of redness, a sort of orangey, reddy hint to it. And it smells, like beer with some kind of fruit in it, but it's a flower because it's hibiscus. So let's have a go, shall we?
Let's have a go.
Let's dive in.
As he tries to.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find out where Friedland is.
Oh, right, okay.
It's got me on, like, my tabs.
All right, carry on doing that, and we'll see how this tastes. It does say sour ale on it, so I'm wondering how this is going to be.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, it does. Liberec district.
When you really stick your nose into it, it smells like Ribena. A little bit.
There's something going on.
It smells like Ribena.
got something tangy going on.
Yeah, it's certainly, it's definitely, aftertaste-wise, it really, aftertaste-wise, it really, it does things to your tongue that I'm not entirely sure I like, but,
I know exactly, what you mean.
Yeah, it feels like my tongue is kind of, like, sort of shriveling up.
That's weird. Under the,
it's odd,
it's
isn't it?
Weird beer.
It's not unpleasant though. I don't think. I think it's okay. I couldn't drink a lot of it, but as a curiosity.
Because it's not. It's a flower.
Yeah.
So the hibiscus thing. It's just a flower. It's those edible flowers you get in the salads, I think.
Edible flowers. My secret shame.
You know those like those ones you put on plates of a decoration and got kind of a peppery taste usually?
You go to very different places than I do.
And we used to have them in our garden.
Did you? Okay, fair enough.
Certainly didn't fucking make beer out of it because to be honest, it seems like it was a really fucking stupid idea.
That's not so bad. It's a novelty.
It's not as bad as Cornish steam lager, which is going to always be the
the benchmark of awfulness.
Yeah, we're going to on a Cornish steam gradient.
So there it is. So that's Albrecht's sour hibiscus ale.
You've done well, actually, this time, David, because it's been an actually genuinely interesting beer.
Yeah. We are, as we said last episode, we're striving to do more of these, so hopefully more ridiculousness this time in 2 weeks. Yeah. So, but we are going to take a look at Ustinadlaben,
who
we're playing at home in a couple of weeks, and then hopefully we're going to have an English language song sung in Czech to play you out with, so look forward to that. Got one more preview to go, and it is us against Ustinadlaben.
That's for later.
Yeah.
Usti caused us a wee bit of problems last time round,
didn't they?
We got a grand total of 2 points from them.
We got to see Ustinadlaben last year. That was an interesting enough town. So
it was. Had a good time there actually.
Yeah. They're coming here, I should just say.
Yeah. Good season last year for them. Finished fifth, won half their games.
Started very well, fell away.
Yeah,
slightly.
They were first after 7 games last time out.
Yeah.
They were very rarely outside the top 5 for pretty much all the season.
Mm-hmm.
So they did quite well. They've started okay. Well, no, they haven't actually, so I just made that up. They had a credible 0-0 with Jihlava and then got tanked by Slavoj Vyšehrad 4-1.
That's pretty poor, isn't it?
You'll remember Daniel Prochazka.
I will.
From Bursting the Net.
You might remember him from such things as Bursting the Net. Yeah.
And his superb goal. He signed for Hradec Králové.
Oh, okay. So, he was one of our opposition players of the season, wasn't he?
He was, and I think that's going to be an absolutely huge loss for Usti.
Yeah.
He's the only person that's left.
Oh, okay.
The whole squad.
Well done in that case. For...
They haven't really done so much. Like Matej Valenta's loan from the start of last season has been renewed. So they've got that. Shirley will be pleased because her son Fortune Bassey has signed. from Olympia Radotin.
All right. It was a marriage between Shirley and Count.
Yeah, Fortune Bassey has signed.
Count Basie.
Oh, okay.
Orchestra.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, he's from Nigeria. Plays for Radotin.
Count Basie?
No, Fortune Bassey.
Right.
Yeah. El Haras Hadoud. So he's a player. He went straight into the first team when he signed, so they must see something in him. He played 19 minutes against Slavoj, and as part of a 4-2-3-1, he was the one
Yeah.
Scored none.
Right, yes.
Batty. What was the song that Shirley Bassey did for the Bonds?
Did she do Diamonds Are Forever?
I'm not sure if she did or not. That's why I asked. Did she do Goldfinger?
She might have done both, actually. She did more than one, finger. I think.
So if you have any songs that we can sing at Fortune Bassey for just under 2 weeks' time, please let us know.
Yeah. I think Goldfinger is going to be a very obscure one because nobody else knows that we associate him with Shirley Bassey. That's
not until my incredibly large poster arrives, which I will attach to some device and bring into the stadium.
Okay.
Well, wishing him bad fortune, of course, because we would like to win this game.
Yeah, we certainly would.
Not realistically, actually. Ideally, I'd like 6 points in these games, David.
Yeah, I think we have it in us. Whether we're actually going to do it or not is a completely different matter. I think at home, we should be beating Ustie at home.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if Sokolov shut up shop and try and play for a 0-0 at their place. But yeah, as you say, 6 points really the aim for this.
6 points.
Really get the season kick-started. We can't stay behind Li Shen for this long.
6 points would take four, likely three. We'll beat one of them and then lose the other one.
Yeah.
I think we'll beat Sokolov, though, to be honest. I think we'll be too much for them based on that squad. Ustie is the one that's giving me a bit of the jitters, perhaps. So join us in a fortnight where Sokolov beat us 3-0 and we got a draw at Ustie. So.
Yeah. We are going to play our way out now, I think. Yeah. Unless you've got any housekeeping to do there.
We're in the cup.
Oh, yes.
We are... If you listen to the end, you'll now know we're in the cup. Vishkov, who we seem to play every 6 months, got papped out the cup 2-0 by HaFK Olomouc. You may remember them from one of the biggest cup upsets against the team. From
humiliating defeat
in many years. Yes.
2 years? 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
Yeah,
three years ago. I think. we went.
Hi, Hannah. Sorry for dragging you to that one.
You're lucky you've not moved over here yet, Hannah. You might be getting dragged to this one as well. But that'll be, I think, in a couple of weeks' time. It's annoyingly a 5 p.m. kickoff on like a Tuesday or Wednesday. We should have too much for them, but if we can make it, we'll be there.
Yeah, we're going to attempt to do that one, I think.
Might be one for the car.
It might be.
To zip back.
It's a fun little ground as well.
Lots of netting.
Yeah, lots of netting. But yeah, it's a curious little ground out in the middle of like... woods near a highway somewhere. Away teams or the away fans beer facilities is just a bloke with a table
and some hot dogs.
Yeah, it's quite sweet.
Did you get food poisoning off a hot dog, or am I making that up entirely?
You're making that up entirely.
I know someone had got food poisoning off one
of
those.
It wasn't me.
Anyway,
no. anyway,
Facebook, Twitter, etc.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, etc. And we are going to play you out with, we looked at the video for this. This is a live performance by a band called Greenhorns. And they have not only a banjo and a lap steel guitar, but their singer has an unironic Stetson and a mullet. So I'm sure everyone will enjoy this. This is a belter. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Když vracel jsem se z kopců, to nejsou žádný tlachy. Tam sám kapitán Farrell právě počítal svý prachy. Já přiblížil se houštím, pak blízko se má dýka. Můj revolver nám při jednání dělal tlumočníka. Byl to slušnej palík, jel jsem s ním za svou džene. Však čerzla ženský, znáte to, těm nikdy nic recht není.
tisíc slův ve pásku, když ležel jsem s ní v peří, mi říkala a přísahala, blázen, kdo jim věří. Dama dy, dama du, dam, da. Teď zpívám živio, teď zpívám živio, má whisky plnej žbám. Když pak zmožil láskou, já spal beze strachu. Vzala mi ženy nápoje a zbavila je prachu. A pak ta zrádná zmije vodu do nich vlila. Potom práskla, kde mě můžou líznout, moje milá. Dama dy, dama du, dam, da. Zpívá živio, teď zpívá živio, má whisky plnej žbám. Když mě vzbudí úsvit, tak zjistím, pane Bože, že pan kapitán Ferel drží stráž u mýho lože. Marně celou mám spouští, voda špatně střílí, v železech mě odváděli z lůžka moji milí. Dama dy, dama du, dam, da. Teď zpívá živio, teď zpívá živio, whisky plnej žbám. U nohou mám kouly a řetěz na nich řinčí. S ječmenovou šťávou bych si užil zlasti jinčí. Dama dy, dama du, dam, da. Teď zpívám živio,